Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Do you struggle with getting the right outfit that matches your color palette? So this is Agnes's question. That's something she struggles with. So I wanted to give you some tips on using your color palette so that you can make sure that when you're shopping, you're actually using it correctly. Now, a color palette, what I call it's 50 of the 50,000 colors you can wear. It's like the executive summary. Don't limit yourself to only the exact colors that are in your palette. What we're really looking for is a feeling of blending with the color. So if you're looking at a single color like this, for example, that I want to feel like that my reds and burgundies, those colors that are in this same range, blend with it, that I should be finding something that's pretty similar, but it doesn't have to be exactly the same. And quite often you'll be going, oh, it's slightly in between that and that. Now, for example, if I looked at this, so if we're looking at a pattern like this, that the majority of the colors in the pattern are in this palette. So you can see we've got these greens, we've got these kind of blues, and we've got these kind of pinks. And so this pattern works really well with this palette. And also because the background of the palette is light and this is a light palette. Now, if we wanted a one color, again, I'm just looking at it. Does it blend with my palette and is it the right value? So they are things we are looking at. We're looking for the intensity, the value and the undertone to make sure they're working. Now, here's another pattern. And this pattern's got a little bit more depth to it. So it's actually going to be better with a darker palette like this. But you can still see that we've got these sorts of greens. We've got these sorts of yellows down here. And we've got the oranges and reds. So they really all fit nicely in. It has that feeling of blending. When I pop this palette against this, do you notice it doesn't blend? It's the wrong sort of greens. It's not the same sort of blues. And the pinks are really quite different, that these pinks are not the same as these pinks. These are much more coral. This is much more blue-based. And so we are looking for that blending between the intensity, the undertone, and the value. You don't have to match the colors exactly. It should just feel like the same family. So thinking about it, you know, brothers and sisters rather than, you know, people who live down the street. It is really just looking for that feeling of blending is what you are after. It is not having to match exactly, because really a palette's very limited, unless, you know, you could have the world's biggest handbag and you'd be dragging along a huge thing of colors to compare. You're really just looking for colors that have similar color properties. And when you do that, you'll actually find it reasonably easy. Now, a word of caution. When you're out shopping, there are fashion trends in colors, just like there are in different styles of clothes. And so this, you know, season, it may be burgundy, that there's lots of burgundy around. So it's finding your burgundy. Or this season, it may be brown, that there's lots of brown around. So you want to find your brown. What you'll notice, so both these palettes, all these palettes have browns in them. But if I just show you the difference between the warm and the cool browns, when I just show you these neutrals, that they are very different from each other. So this is where often people say, I can't wear brown or I can wear brown, but not every brown is going to suit you. If you're cool, you want the cooler browns. If you're warm, you want the warmer browns. So it's making sure that you are picking the right sort of undertone, intensity and value of color when you are shopping. And then you will find that your clothes mix and match really easily. And it's really quite easy to create outfits. So that is some tips on using your color palette. My next question today comes from Letitia, who says, how do I go about matching the style of shoe with the style and color of the outfit without needing a closet full of shoes? There's a couple of things to think about here. Now, number one, if you only want a limited number of shoe colors, there are three options that are, you know, the best sort of thing for you. So number one is a shoe in your hair color, something that is very similar to your hair color. What it does, it creates a bookend effect, or as the people on TikTok call it, sandwich dressing. It creates a bookend. The top and tail of you is the same color. So sandals in your hair color, boots in your hair color, sneakers in your hair color, you can wear them with any outfit. So number two is the nude shoe. So this is particularly good for skirts and dresses, is having a nude shoe that blends with your skin. And number three would be a colour, like a neutral, that is a neutral that is similar to many of the bottom halves, like so your trouser colours. So if you wear a lot of navy trousers, something that's closer to navy. If you wear brown trousers, something that's brown, you know, like, so really blending the shoe to the garment. They are the three colors to choose. Now, styles. So when we think about styles of shoes, like different styles work with different outfits. So knowing what's going to be more versatile for you is really important. So when we think about different styles, there's different levels of refinement and you need to have shoes in each level of refinement. There is our formal, more dressy sort of shoe. We've got our kind of mid shoe, like, which is our more smart, casual to casual shoe. And then we have our, what I call our outdoor leisure or much more casual shoe. So you might need to have all three of these. And this is why, get it in your hair color, and you don't need 25 of them. You don't need a different color for every outfit when you've got a version of this in your hair color. So really think about, what, you know, your requirements are. So what's your lifestyle? How do you spend your time? Because that's where you'll need particularly more shoes. What do you like to wear? So if you prefer to wear more skirts and dresses, you may want more low vamp shoes. So the vamp is how high up on your foot the shoe covers. So if you've got shorter legs, a low vamp shoe, which comes like just covers your toes, then that's going to be more leg elongating. If you've got long legs, it doesn't matter so much. So thinking about what style of shoes will relate to the length of your leg and the formality of what you're doing and what you're wearing. So these things want to come into consideration. And this is why, you know, there's a few answers to this. It's not a really, really simple. You just need these three pairs of shoes. But if you just think about what's the level of formality, how dressy to casual do I need my shoes to be, what colors, you can really have those kind of two to three main colors of your shoes. And then it's, you know, of course, personality comes into this. What styles do you like? And of course, what's comfortable on? You know, each person has different things that they find comfortable or uncomfortable about shoes. So that is up to you to decide. But at least those are some tips to help you get started with getting a really great shoe wardrobe that works for you, your style and your lifestyle. My last question today comes from Deanna, who says, I need to find a store that sells classic clothes as I don't know where to shop. So when we think about classic, what I'm thinking here is you are meaning clothes that are fairly simple, that are not overly trend based, so not the latest trend. So this is where there are some stores that will have more of the kind of what, you know, kind of classic clothing. So part of this is just to do some research in your area. So if you're in America, someone like Ann Taylor sells a lot of classic clothes. In Australia, we have brands like David Lawrence and Sportscraft that are more classic, that are more plain and simple, don't change as much over time. So this is where it's often go online and go into the department store and just search up trousers or search up thing and start looking for things that appeal to you. It's really good. Department stores, because they often have a lot of brands in them, can give you a good place to start, but do the online search first, because then you're not traipsing around the shops and then you can limit, you know, you can look, you know, bring your range down of things you want to go and try on. You can, you know, this is what I do. I write notes when I'm shopping for a client. I might do a pre-shop online. I'll write notes of brands and things I've seen, and then we can go and try them on in person in the stores. So we're not wasting lots of time and we've got a more focused shop. So really depends what you're after and what you mind by classic, because there are different sorts of classic. There's classic personality dressing as well as classic fashion. And for some people, you know, people talk about classic, it may mean their basics. As well. So things they wear a lot. So that is something to look at. But I often recommend go online first, start looking around at, like, department stores are good because they show you lots of different brands. If you search by style of garment, so if you, you know, you want a pair of trousers, search by trousers and then start narrowing down and it'll start to show you the brands that you could try that are in styles that you would decide are classic and things you want to try on. So thank you very much for watching. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.